12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Hello, and welcome to Unquiet Blood, 12-Sided Stories 5e Vampire the Masquerade Show. This tale is rules light, story heavy, and covered in blood. And now, our GM, Mac Beauvais.
Hello, and welcome to episode 4 of season 2 of Unquiet Blood. I am your GM, Mac Beauvais, and I have some players with me. Let's start with Saint.
Hello, I am Saint Spider, and I will be playing Dia Gio, a very ethically questionable pharmacist.
Hi, I'm Pooja. I am playing Isha, a gangrel who feels like her territory is being encroached upon.
Hi, I'm Michelle Otis, and I am playing Maria Zog, an artiste with a very, very, very good fashion sense.
Hi, y'all. Jay here, playing Luke Rage, a punk rock anarchist rock star person type thing, but not a person, and a Bruja.
Hi, my name's Wes. I'm playing John LaRoche. My character's been on cocaine a lot and made some really bad decisions as we've gone through this. So we'll see if the bad decisions continue.
So last time we had a location found for the werewolves that the Prince of Hollywood is asking you to eliminate. And there are quite a few of them. And in their midst is Coyote, who is a contact of Isha's that may or may not be something else weird. So we got to figure that out. You all were able to figure out where Gladys was to go and question her. And Juliet at the roller rink went nuts and tried to eat a person and is now dead. So the roller rink is a little off limits right now. It's crawling with police. Yeah, we're going to pick up with where we stopped previously, which is you had just arrived out front of where Gladys lives, and the back window to her place is open.
Do you think we're not the first ones? Do you think she left? I mean, I don't know much about Nosferatu's comings and goings. Are they?
Yeah, do they tend to use windows as doors? Or perhaps she can smell us?
Only one way to find out. I'm going to go over to the window.
It is an open window, and you can peer into her place and do not see anybody inside. And it's just a one-room hovel, basically. It's the basement unit of a building.
Is there anything amiss, Isha?
Can't see anyone in here.
Would we be able to smell other vampires? I keep getting mixed up on our smell levels.
You might be able to track somebody. I mean, you've got awareness, so you may be able to track some passage or notice something. I know that Maria has got a sense the unseen power as well.
I'm thinking before we even knock, if there's anything we can determine about this house before going in, because everything is possibly a trap. Remember the office? There were darts in there.
Well, I can do sense the unseen and see if, I mean, that just tells me if there's anything else supernatural around.
That seems like a good idea.
It's worth a try.
Yeah. Okay. So I got a 6 and a 7.
Awesome. You feel watched.
Do I know from where?
Across the way from where you are, you just get the feeling that there's someone or something there. But when you turn and look, you don't see anything.
We're being watched.
From where?
From over there, and I kind of tilt my head, and I say, and I know you don't see anything, but perhaps it's a ghost of some sort, or I can't tell.
I doubt it's a ghost.
Well, I am interested in ectoplasm.
Those are words you don't say every day.
That sentence, but okay.
Okay, well, I don't have any ghost sensing things or anything to determine. Since we're aware that something might be going down, I figure might as well see if we can try the normal way, if that's good with everyone.
Yeah, let's try normal for once.
Dive it into the window.
Yeah, let's do normal things.
If you can pinpoint where the sense is coming from, I could just charge them.
Also an option.
Let's start with knocking on the door, and then we know they're behind us, so we at least have that sense going for us. We're not all on the front porch, though. Like, half of us are in back with the window, and half of us are in front.
Right. So I guess we've been, like, yelling shit.
Yeah, yelling shit over the house.
Like, yo, we're being watched!
So you guys should knock. You know that there's someone behind you, so we'll see what happens.
Okay, I'm gonna go for it.
No answer.
Of course. I am definitely a doctor, and you might remember me from the... hello. Just making a house call for Gladys. Also, can I make a note? This whole time, I was turned when I was 19, so I'm like a teenager just walking around, like, doing all this shit.
Amazing.
That makes it even better.
It's just... Okay. But I'm yelling into the abyss, I guess.
Yeah. There's no answer.
Oh, damn.
I turn around to our unseen friend. Mm-hmm. I look in the direction. I go... Well, any insights?
You feel the presence recoil for a moment and start to move away.
And I say, I'm not here to hurt you. I'm just asking, do you know where Gladys is?
And the presence seems to be moving further and further away and starts backing away into an alley.
I'm going to follow it, but not running or anything. Like, follow it non-threateningly as best I can.
Yeah, and you're just getting the sense of something being there, but you're not physically seeing anything.
Let me ask you this. What are you?
And there's no answer, just that shuffling back away. And you can see at the other end of the alley, there's some people sort of milling about.
Human people?
Yes.
Okay.
But this presence is definitely not a human, or... I guess I'll ask. I'm asking Maria that.
Well, it's either a ghost or an astral projection or something.
You turn to talk to Dia, and when you turn back and look at the group of people at the end of milling about at the end of the alleyway, there's another person in the group.
Interesting.
Would we know what type of thing does that? Because I've got academics and science and occult and stuff.
Why don't you roll wits and occult for me? And your difficulty is going to be 7s.
Damn. Well, that's okay. I have 5 attempts. What, I'm beating 7? I got 2 successes. Is that enough?
There are vampires that can mask themselves.
Oh. Just the old invisibility cloak trick, huh? I wanted it to be a ghost. It's like, okay, well,
I would have preferred a ghost as well. But here we are.
Yeah, and the people are milling around. They're like heating their hands over like a garbage bin fire and just chatting.
Okay.
Meanwhile, we're behind the house like, what is taking so long? They're supposed to have already... We heard that no one moved, and
we heard them knock. No one moved in there.
I'm bored. I'm going to break into the house.
Yep, same. Let's just go through the window.
All right, so you go through the window and into Gladys's abode. And you can smell, like, the decay that clearly she's been bringing back stuff and eating it here. Everything's a mess. There isn't even, like, a full bed in there. There's a beanbag and like blackout curtains and stuff, and everything's been drawn away from the window, but you can tell that this is definitely where she spends her days.
Does it look like anything's missing, or does it look like it was ransacked, or is it too filthy to be able to tell?
You would think it was ransacked by the nature of it, but you get the feeling this is just her housekeeping, quote unquote. But there do seem to be a number of notebooks scattered around.
Ooh, let's read some notebooks. Let's read her diary.
Yeah. Definitely going to flip through some notebooks.
And a lot of it is just crazy scribblings and, you know, die over and over again.
Oh, God. Oh, my.
Lists of names with names crossed out. And then there's a page where she's written over and over again in different styles of handwriting, Prince Gladys.
Oh. Mm.
Ooh. And do we recognize any of the names on that list, on her kill list?
As you dig through,
yep.
Mm-hmm.
You find your names.
Oh.
Well, that's not quite shocking, is it? I mean,
it's unpleasant, though. I don't like having my name on a list of any kind.
Edie's name is also on there.
Oh, well, there we go. Did Gladys strike us as someone old enough to even be able to make a move on the prince?
I don't think so, but you know what? I don't know. I don't know her.
Who knows? I guess.
Gladys is an idiot who I would say is being manipulated by someone.
Yes, that's probably true.
But Gladys has ambition.
But that's not necessarily out of the ordinary for our kind. We all kind of have a bit of narcissism mixed into the stew, as it were. She wouldn't be the first.
I suppose.
It is a good piece of information. We should take this.
Definitely take the notebooks with the names.
Okay.
At some point, I'm going to just kind of look outside and see if the two of them are standing on the porch. And then I think we've lost Maria. And
yeah.
Can we cut to what Maria and I are doing?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Well, since we know that it's Kindred doing some kind of like party tricks, I figure we can try to approach them now that they're visible again.
So you're going to walk up to this group of people?
Well, Maria, what do you think?
Yes, I think we go and investigate a little. Although I don't think I blend in.
Me neither, to be honest.
In my Halston
Also, another thing that you guys are aware of is that fire bad.
Oh, right.
So it takes an act of willpower to approach fire.
So that is weird.
Not thinking about that, yeah. Are they standing close to the fire?
It's hard to tell. You're not really sure which one it is. They're all milling around at different distances. There's a couple of people that are closer to the fire, but there's a few that are a little further away. And you do know you can approach fire. It's just going to take an extra act of pushing through the inborn fear of being set on fire and burning to a crisp.
Yes, that primal instinct to not burn. I empathize. I guess if it can't be determined visually, and I realize I don't blend in either because I'm wearing like the stuff from the pharmacy still. I didn't change consciously. I was going to be like, doctor. So I'm like, doctor on the street now. Just.
Instead of approaching, I say, wait, stay here and just keep an eye. I'm going to go get the rest.
Sounds good. Very conservative. I appreciate it.
Well, and I know if we got into some sort of altercation, I'm no fighter. I go back to the apartment and I peek in the window. I go behind it and I say, are you done in here?
Where'd you go?
Yeah, what the hell?
Well, come out and I'll tell you.
Fine. We found some really creepy stuff, you know. Yeah.
Well, are you surprised?
No.
Well, it's still surprisingly creepy, but we'll discuss it.
I mean, there's normal creepy, and then there's keeps kill lists in notebooks creepy.
With our name.
Oh, well, we'll discuss that later. Come with me. And on the way, I explain to them what's going on.
Is there another... is there an exit to this alleyway that they went down? Our unknown person?
Yeah.
Can I circle around the other side of it? So, like, there's the side that Dia's on. I want to go around the other end.
Yeah, you can definitely flank these people.
Flanking maneuvers.
Yes.
Nice. I was thinking maybe I'd try to glean any more information while they were gone. Something. Like, is that guy looking weird?
How about you do a wits plus awareness?
Okay. Over 6 or 7?
Over 6.
Okay. I got 2 successes, 9 and 7.
So one of these things is not like the other. So you've got a group of about six down there, and you're getting a funny sense. You remember something from your past studies that Nosferatu are notoriously good at masking themselves, but they can never make themselves beautiful.
Aww.
So even if they're masked, they're not particularly attractive looking.
So there's like a really ugly person, according to my character's perspective, just chilling. And I'm like,
so there's people that are pretty normal looking, but then there's one person that looks a little more
Gollum-esque.
Yeah, just a skosh.
Okay. All right. It's just like humans don't do that usually. Interesting.
Yeah, you get this sense that, you know, one of them is just there might be some glamour going on here.
Okay. Anything interesting about their clothing that I could point out to my compadres as they show up? It's like,
your best guess from looking at them is that this is not Gladys.
All right. Just another Nosferatu.
Yeah, it looks like, you know, kind of a Uncle Fester type of dude.
Okay.
Gotta love a classic.
And is he near the fire or is he far away?
Not super close to the fire.
Okay. So we don't have to risk ourselves. All right. Let me relay that to Maria, John, and Luke. I got it. Right. Because Isha flanked.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. I remember. Such little victories. Cool. So I'm going to point out our friend, not so near the fire, and be like, this is the one we think we've been following. And he's a bit shy.
All right. So I think that since we know that Isha's going to flank, thinking about doing something to flush them out, but I don't know if this is going to be a good idea.
Oh, I like it already.
So I would like to try to use manipulation with persuade. I was thinking about like using some kind of cop speak to like freak them out or something. Like just announce that, all right, everybody freeze up against the wall. I need to talk to each of you about a body that was found nearby and see if any of them run. And if not, we'll grab our person. And I'm going to try to avoid the fire as much as possible, like on the outskirts or whatever. But I'm still just going to walk up.
Okay.
I'm Detective Daniel, and we found a body nearby, and I need to have you all get up against the wall there in my best American accent.
Do a roll about it.
Okay, so is manipulation and persuade okay?
Yeah.
Or performance, which one?
I think persuade's fine.
This is what I actually am good at, so... Nice. I got two tens, a six, and a seven.
Wow. Everybody just freezes and looks at you and whoa, man, it's cool. And
get up against the wall.
Whoa. And they start backing up against the nearest wall.
All right. Faces against the wall. Might start frisking them and like motioning for everybody else to show up. And then when we get to the one that we want, all right, the rest of you can go. We need to speak with you for a moment. And I turn them around once my crew gets nearby.
They drop, scurry between your legs, and I start
grab
running.
Him. I try to grab him before he runs.
All right, let's do a dex roll, a dex and athletics.
Oh,
two things I'm terrible at. See, the physical stuff I'm not good at. Okay, I got one success.
You manage to, like, as they're scurrying away, basically scruff them. And the other people just take off. They're out of there.
Yep. All right, now that we're alone, I can drop the accent and you can drop the glamour. Come on.
And they look at you and, you know, everybody else has taken off. They do drop their glamour. And is just a squat-looking Nosferatu that is just freaking out. Just let me go.
Settle down. We just want to talk to you. If we wanted to hurt you, well, we'd be hurting you right now, right? So...
Right.
Nobody, yeah, I suppose.
Nobody's around, and you can't get away. So let's have a conversation, okay? And then you can go. Deal?
How do I know that you're going to let me go?
You don't, but I'm trying to be nice right now. So you're going to have to trust. We're going to have to trust one another, correct?
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't like that.
Or I could let Luke beat on you for a little bit.
Oh, I don't like that either. I'm all of these options are bad options. You've given me bad options.
Look, we don't want to kill another kindred and risk the attention of the Camarilla. Is that assurance enough?
Right.
Only minimally.
We didn't break any protocol by just swooping in and grabbing you in front of a bunch of humans, did we?
No.
So then, let's work together. Why are you watching us and the house over there? Is there a reason?
I just, wanted to make sure that Gladys is safe.
She's not even there. Did you know that?
What?
She's not there. We went there to talk to her. We're not here to talk to... We're trying to track her down. She busted her jaw yesterday, and we had some questions for her, or 2 days ago.
Well, I'm not going to tell you anything. And, like, has that kind of, like, trying to rally and act, like, brave and tough, but is just quivering.
From over John's shoulder, I'm going to activate my Eyes of the Beast and come out of the shadows.
I'm going to use demonation.
Tell me more, Wes.
I basically bring out his inner demons to make him agitated and start to spill the beans as Isha's coming up over my back with the eyes.
Is there a role involved, or are you just able to bring out inner demons?
No, there's a role.
I was about to say, it seems like a thing.
Yeah, no, there is. The role is dice pool manipulation plus dominance versus composure and intelligence. Hopefully this Nosferatu is not too bright. Did you roll all successes?
I rolled real well.
Yeah, you always do when you're going up against me for some reason.
It's how I balance out the fact that I roll really bad when I'm a player in your games.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let me see. Okay.
Yeah, you got to beat 3 successes.
Well, I've got 2 8s, a 7, and a 10.
Okay, so you just squeak out over the Nosferatu. So it brings out his inner demons, huh?
Yep.
He starts blubbering, and it's very hard to understand. And this is, my dad never loved me, and I look like this all the time, and I don't understand why. And I just, why couldn't I have been bitten by one of the pretty vampires? And just like, no, I did this, and I don't understand. And it just
settle down. Awful. It's okay. Not all of us are meant to look like me, but
why couldn't it have been a toreador?
Look,
I wanted to not die.
Look, if you help us out, I'll help you out the best that I can. I'll at least give you some fashion sense to mitigate, this. It's your faith. It'll be fine.
He looks at you and looks at Maria, who is very fashionably dressed, and is like...
Yeah. Look, we can help you.
Her. She has to help me. She has to help me because I just...
Of course, darling.
If you give us pertinent information, we'll help you.
Pertinent information. There's so much pressure.
It's okay. Let's start with why you're stalking Gladys. Is she in trouble?
Just helping. Watching her back.
What are you helping her with? From what?
Well, she wants what we all want. Respect.
And what is she doing to get this respect?
Well, you get respect by climbing the ladder.
And what rung is she climbing on right now?
I mean, it's a metaphorical ladder, so I...
And is my metaphorical rung. I know. Just let me know what's going on.
Gladys...
We as in royal we, or is there somebody else involved? Who's involved in this ladder climbing?
You have to understand how Nosferatu are treated in this city. I mean, it's...
I understand, and you're not helping the case by not just telling us what we're asking. We're trying to work with you here, and you keep getting off topic. So let's get back to the center point of who's all involved and the notes for Atu are trying to make a power play. We're not necessarily against that. We just want to know what's going on.
Gladys wants to be the prince.
Ah, well, okay, that's a start.
Yeah, and she's got, she said she has connections.
And is she working with the werewolves?
With the what?
Werewolves.
Oh, God, you just shivers.
So no, she's not working with the werewolves.
We're ugly, not stupid.
Who are her connections?
She keeps that private. She doesn't want to tell us.
Were you the one who called in the body?
The roller rink?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that as a yes, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Gladys asked me to do that for her.
When you say she doesn't tell us who her connections are, who is us?
Is it all the notes for Atu in the city?
Well, there's, you know, yeah.
Is there someone above Gladys in the notes for Atu who doesn't know what she's doing? Or is Gladys the top of the pyramid?
She's the one I answer to, and she's been running the show.
Oh, okay.
But she keeps things close to the vest, which is smart. She's smart. She's real smart.
What other smart things does she do?
Well, like I said, she's got a contact. She doesn't say who, but they want to help us too. She said. Why would she lie about that? I mean,
who does Gladys answer to?
Gladys doesn't answer to anybody. Well, and Gladys does what she wants, and
are you happy with the current structure of things?
She's just trying to help us.
Do you feel like that?
Well, nobody else is.
Do you feel like Gladys is helping you, or is Gladys just helping Gladys?
Well, I mean, what's the phrase she likes to say? A rising tide makes ships go up or something. I don't remember.
Oh, she's poetic.
But it helps all of us, because then there's the visibility, and then we'll get the respect, and we won't have to live the way that we live anymore.
In my experience, people who say that are just liars.
Mm-hmm.
It's always about number one.
Yep.
And the way that you all live is not because of your physical form. It's more of the things that you do.
Well, that's just making assumptions.
No, I saw where Gladys was living. She doesn't have to live like that.
That's true. I mean, she really doesn't have to.
But sometimes real, she says real smart people are kind of messy. So she's just...
No, real egotistical people say that they're real messy, but smart.
Look, I told you what I know. Can I go, or can you help me look better?
You have no idea where she went.
I thought she was still there. I was here to help guard and watch. She said that she was worried and wanted an extra set of eyes, and she left me.
Then she climbed out the back window using you as a decoy.
Right.
I mean, but only probably because she had to.
No, she's not. No, she didn't have to do any of that. Look, we would still like to have a conversation with her. So where does she usually hang out?
Well, I mean, here. So where would I?
No clubs, no places where she goes and meets up with other Nosferatu, no places we can go and try to find her to have our conversation.
Do the Derby Dames have a match tonight?
Maybe.
Do you know where?
He's just like at the end of his tether, freaking out.
All right. I go, okay, look, you've done well, so here's what I'm going to do for you. And I pull out a business card and I scribble something on the back, like a little thing. So this is, go to Bel Air. Knock on the back door of this, of Frederick's suits, and he's going to help you out with a suit on me, and it will, trust me, it will make you feel 100 times better. All right?
Oh, thank
Thank you. I just...
And then if you can talk with us after you get your suit, and we'll help you out more if we can, okay? We're always at the Derby. Just don't go there tonight, because there's a kerfluffle. So...
John, does this guy even have a house?
If he doesn't, the suit will help him get one if he's, you know, able to... Trust me.
I mean, a good suit can get you a lot of places.
Yes, it can get you in a lot of places. Anyway, and I have one last favor to ask of you. Just pretend like you watched the house all night. You didn't see anything, right?
Right.
Excellent. I never got your name. What's your name?
Josiah.
Thank you, Josiah. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
We will be on our way. And stay away from fire, okay?
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
It's really bad for my complexion to be near bright lights anyway.
True. Maria and I will talk with you later. Maybe there's makeup or something. We'll help you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go.
Goodbye.
Okay, you're definitely not gonna kill me?
Not gonna kill you. Go to the suit, get the suit, and we'll talk to you later. Thank you for your help.
Okay. And just scurries off as quickly as possible. And you hear them, like, scuttling down the street, and then you hear the very distinctive sound of a manhole cover.
He better not take that suit in a manhole cover. Jesus Christ.
At least put it in a plastic bag.
Boy.
Keep it clean.
What did you think was going to happen, John?
I'm trying. I don't know. I've done some terrible things the last couple of days, and I've been feeling a little bit guilty, but, I mean, you know, and he was... Come on. Like, he needed help. Like, I need help.
Yeah, he needed help, but not a suit.
I do what I know.
Enjoying the show? Then take a moment to join our Patreon. Support the podcast and get early access to episodes and bonus content. Head to 12 Sided Stories Patreon today.
I mean, it is a little bit like putting lipstick on a pig.
There's some cute pigs.
Look, we've got so many puzzle pieces from different puzzles, I'm not quite sure what to do at this point.
Fair. We still don't know where Gladys is.
But there's a game tonight. Isha, do you think you can maybe find out where?
Yeah, sure. Easy enough.
And we need to talk about the werewolves, because as much as we need to get Edie out of there at some point, so there's just so many of them.
Yes, we cannot take care of them ourselves.
No.
We would need many reinforcements.
But we still haven't met with Coyote to get the sort of inside scoop and find out maybe there's a way to take care of this without fighting, or at least without us having to fight them and potentially with them killing the prince, which I think would just solve everyone's problems at this point.
But then we'd have to deal with Nosferatu Prince. Right.
And a Nosferatu Prince. And no one wants Gladys to be prince.
You know what? We can deal with that. I feel like we can deal with
Gladys. No, not as prince. We weren't we on her list?
No, he means deal, as in take care of. Should we talk with Coyote next? What's the...
Yeah, let's deal with Coyote.
Can we send out a call to him somehow?
I mean, I left him a message yesterday, so I could put in another call to Raul to see if Coyote has agreed to a meet.
Okay, so you make a call, and was there a place that you wanted Coyote to meet you? Did you give any information?
So I wanted something like neutral ground, so definitely not Wild Willy's, because that would be right out anyway. So is there another like something like another underground club or something that we would know of that would be a nice, like, low-key meeting place? I want something like a dive bar.
Oh, there's plenty of dive bars in Hollywood.
So someplace like that where we could meet, and it would just be low-key and a lot of people who mind their own business as a matter of course.
Okay, that definitely exists, and you can head there.
What's the name of this spot? Armadillos.
Yeah, let's call it Armadillo. No, I love that.
Armadillos?
It's Armadillos now. So you all head to Armadillos.
Mm-hmm. John, it's a good bar.
Tonight has been just a night of, like, high expectations and...
Oh, God.
Lowbrow answers.
Okay.
Okay, whatever. If you like, you can follow your new friend into the sewer.
Fuck no.
At least this place sometimes cleans the bathrooms.
Yeah, it's got a real chillaxed vibe.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
So you go to Armadillo's, and downstairs, racking up a pool, is Coyote.
Oh, straight up.
Obviously, I think Isha is going to take lead on this. Can before we go in, Maria, while we're in there, can you just, like, use your sense to see?
Yeah, sense the unseen.
Can you figure out if there's anybody else there besides Coyote who is either one of us or one of them or whatever, so that we don't get surprised?
I got two successes.
There are a lot of drunk people.
But no other...
No.
Okay, good.
And no read on Coyote at all.
Tell me again what Sense the Unseen does.
Well,
it tells us the entire plot.
Oh, okay, cool. In that case, this is going to be the last episode of this season of Unquiet Blood.
Oh, no, never mind. Yeah, because I thought it might be able to tell me what someone was if they were supernatural, but no. It allows me to sense the presences of otherwise hidden from the naked eye.
Oh, yeah, it's...
This can be anything from another vampire using obfuscate to someone using auspex to spy upon the character to a ghost in the middle of the room. So
yeah, there's nothing really creepy crawly happening at Armadillo's except for the really fun drunk people.
Yeah, I guess we'll hang back and let Isha talk with Coyote.
Yeah.
Can I use, now that I know something is off with Coyote, can I use some of my awareness to see if he is... Basically, I want to know if this dude is a werewolf. I want to know. Can I use awareness to do it?
Roll wits and awareness.
Okay. I got two successes.
Kind of strikes you as being like a werewolf, but not 100%.
Is he a were-coyote?
Why didn't you go and talk to him?
I am going to talk to him. I just wanted to, like, really, I wanted to know if he was, like, a werebeast or someone else's ghoul. If he was someone else's ghoul, it was going to be real bad.
It does not strike you as being a ghoul.
Okay.
Yeah, and as you approach, he hands you a pool cue. Down for a game?
Always.
All right. I racked him up.
You want to make it a little interesting?
I mean, I always want to make it more interesting.
For each ball I sink, I get a question.
Okay.
With an honest answer.
And for each ball I sink, you buy me a drink.
Absolutely.
All right. So I'm going to make up a mechanic right now for how good pool is happening. On the fly here. So roll one die, six or over gets you a question.
I got a six.
All right. So you go slam and you're like immediately a striped ball right in the corner pocket.
How long have your new friends been in town that you were hanging out with last night?
Spying on me. I'm impressed and slightly maybe flattered. I'm not really sure, but they've only been in town for a couple of days and it's going to take a go and slams a solid ball into a side pocket. I'll take a shot of whiskey. Thank you very much.
Of course. Like, motion to get one brought over.
Your turn.
Okay. Be good to me, nice. Nope. That was it.
No.
Off to a good start. Solid start, but no dice. And you owe me another shot.
Okay. Bring another one around. And that one was a seven, so at okay. least there's that.
Slam another ball.
FYI, I wasn't spying on you, but I'll throw in a little incentive for free that those hunters are definitely becoming the hunted. And my next question. The beast inside you, does it run in a pack?
You should know very well that coyotes are free agents. Ugh, missed. Don't get another shot. All right, your turn.
Okay, that's a 10.
Ask away.
What would it take to buy your loyalty? Actual loyalty.
I'm afraid that that's not something that's for sale. And you owe me another shot.
Bring it around. And then... And a 6. Okay. May not be at loyalty, but at least I know I can buy your silence. I need an introduction to the werewolves.
Why?
My business is my own.
They're not going to be real happy with me if I do that. You being what you are...
Them being what they are.
What say you forget, say you that we forget the game. You get me the rest of that bottle of whiskey. Grab a six pack. I'll introduce you, but you alone.
All right. But I'm not going up against a full den by myself.
Who said anything about going up against? We're talking introductions here.
Okay. I just, you know, them being what they are and me being what I am, things, I like to prepare for the worst.
And me being what I am, I can broker an introduction, but they're going to want to feel safe as much as you would want to feel safe. And you're the one who wanted the introduction, not them.
Fine. Me alone. And let's tell you what, we'll get something a little bit better than that whatever lighter fluid you have been drinking. And we can get a little something, and we'll get it along the way.
All right. Well, tell your friends they can come watch from a distance.
Well, that one's a given.
But they run in, they're going to get slaughtered. I'm just going to be up front with you right now.
I know. I'll let them know how it's going down.
I've been eavesdropping this whole time.
Yeah. I would assume everyone has been.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and Coyote's very aware of this as well.
Just talking to us.
Yeah. I'll give you a few minutes to get yourselves together, and then we'll go have a play date with my friends.
So when you come back over and, you know, let us in on the information that we only half heard, I don't know. Do you think it's possible that the prince may have known that he was throwing us into a wood chipper and was just trying to get rid of us, as opposed to dealing with a small problem?
Oh, quite.
Yeah,
totally.
That makes sense. Yeah, that's
yeah. So I think at this point we have to figure that he was just using death by werewolf in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a win-win for him. We either take out his werewolf problem or they take care of us, and he does not care.
I don't know. I think he knew how many werewolves there were, and there was no way that we were going to be able to handle them all. So I think we need to keep that in mind as we're dealing with the prince and the Notes Ferratu, and these are a lot of moving pieces politically that are aligned against us in a way.
Yep.
Also, I call the bartender over real quick before we leave. You don't have any off-menu drinks that are in a powdered form, do you? Anything that money can buy? A good amount of more than you get for a glass of Pabst?
No, I get you, buddy, all right? Jeez, you're not subtle.
No, I don't. I'm not.
Go knock on the manager's door.
Thank you. I'll be right back, everyone.
Oh, boy.
Knock on the door.
While you're out there, get a bottle of something top shelf.
At Armadillo's? What are you thinking?
That's why I said while you're back there in the manager's office.
True. He might. I don't know if he can afford top shelf, but we'll see. So I knock on the door.
Okay. And the manager of Armadillo's answers, you know, Mr. John Armadillo.
Mr. Armadillo, it's nice to meet you.
Is he a wear armadillo?
A pair of armadillo boots.
Yeah, it probably is wearing armadillo boots.
He's got to be real careful crossing the road.
Yeah.
don't spook him. He'll just roll up in a little ball and then roll away. Yes, the manager opened the door.
Sorry to bother you.
Yep. Well, can't be that sorry you're here.
No, you're right. I'm not that sorry. Look, and I kind of flash some money at him just off to the side. And I go, I'm looking for some fun that's not served at the bar.
I could think of a few things.
Well, think of a powdery substance and then you'll be in the right area.
Man, you're not subtle, buddy.
No, I'm not. People keep saying that to me. I'm a well-dressed Italian man in armadillos. Of course I'm not subtle here. Look.
Look, I got your nose candy if that's what you're looking for.
I'm also looking for some top shelf stuff, though Pabst is wonderful. I was wondering if there's something a little bit more distinguished in your office that I can buy off of you as well.
Would my good sir be satisfied with some Johnny Walker? Because that's the best I got around this establishment.
No, but it'll do. And don't think by making fun of the fact that I'm upper crust is going to make me feel bad about being upper crust.
Oh, I don't get the feeling you feel bad about much.
No, not at all. You're absolutely right. Anyway.
Give me the fucking money.
Here you go. Give me the fucking drugs. Thank you, Mr. Armadillo. Maybe we'll do business in the future.
God, I hope not. And the door slams.
My gosh.
It's going to haunt me all my years that Mr. Armadillo doesn't like me. Walk away. All right, here's the most top shelf stuff they've got. Johnny Vodka. Anyway.
Yeah, at least this one wasn't brewed in their bathtub.
We can hope.
Only the finest of bathtubs for you.
That's right.
And I pocket the cocaine. I'm going to have to find a vessel later for it.
Sure. And whenever you're ready, Coyote is waiting outside.
Yeah, we're ready.
Yeah.
Time to make the journey.
Yep.
All right. It's going to be a really snug taxi ride.
Mm-hmm.
I think we just go straight there, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you all roll up in a very tightly packed taxi at the doorstep of the Den of Werewolves out in the Hollywood Hills, and that's where we're going to end it.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Danger.
So thank you, everybody, for tuning in for this episode of Unquiet Blood. I have been and will continue to be your GM, Mac Beauvais. You can find me online as @StrangeLikeThat, the Twitter, the Instagrams, the Facebooks, and my website. And you can find the other players where they're about to tell you. Let's start with Pooja.
Hi, I'm Pooja. You can find me on Twitter @LADaisyGirl. That's LADESI girl. And pretty much everywhere else is Forgotten Saves. You can also find me playing more TTRPGs over at Happy Jacks and occasionally on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel.
Hello, I am Saint Spider. I've been playing Dia. And you can find me on Twitter @SaintSpiderTV and on Twitch and occasionally on Twitch @twitch.tv/SaintSpider, all one word.
I'm Michelle Otis, and you can find me on Twitter @Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also find my music through Plate Mail Games on DriveThruRPG or subscribe to Battle Bards.
Hey, y'all. You can find me on the socials @JHoltham. You can also find me occasionally on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel and also occasionally at Happy Jacks.
I am Wes Otis. You can find me @PlateMailGames on Twitter, and you can find the podcast @The12 spelled out Sided Stories. And you can help out the show in three ways. You can give us a shout out in social media, let people know what you like about the show. You can give us a review on any of the podcast platforms we're on. We're on most of them at this point. Or you can join us on Patreon and get some really cool things. We have a show on there that's just Patreon only. We have exclusive content and early access, all of that great stuff. And again, thank you, Mac, for running. We appreciate it. It was a lot of fun. Really wonder how we're going to survive any of this, because there's literally three different things happening. So we'll see how. If
you said anything about surviving.
Yes, I know. I don't know how this is going to work out. So thanks, everybody, and we'll speak at you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.